Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. The former metal scrapyard site that has blighted East Bank area for decades has been cleared for redevelopment. Nashville's Metro Council gave their final go-ahead last night. It's yet another step forward in the city's massive redevelopment of the neighborhood across the river from downtown. Councilmember Jacob Coupon, who represents the area, says the vote was a big deal.
As a Nashvillian, as someone who loves this city, to see, you know, months and months and years and generations of work coming together, to see council members with differing viewpoints and differing amendments kind of landing on similar pages and working together to make this a project that's not just for one district but for the whole city.
However, the scrapyard rezoning was debated and there were many amendments. These set restrictions for how the area can be developed, like banning any further stadiums and limiting hotels, establishing parking requirements, and calling for a transportation analysis, among other things. The council also approved zoning bills related to Oracle's planned corporate headquarters, and that's along the East Bank, as well as TPAC revealed designs of its new facility, which is expected to open in that neighborhood in 2030. Next year, Tennessee State House and the surrounding area could be part of a new Capitol Protection Zone. Lawmakers passed a bill increasing law enforcement presence at the Capitol along party lines. It allows the state's Commissioner of Safety to assign officers to protect government officials and puts new restrictions on protesting. GOP lawmakers cited concerns about rising civil unrest and terrorism. Democratic lawmakers criticized the measure as unnecessary. There has been no major security breach since the Tennessee Highway Patrol took over security 45 years ago. You'll find more news at WPLN.org. This is our last newscast today, but we will re-air This Is Nashville at 7 o'clock, so you can get local news there. You can look at your apps, such as the NPR app, or you can go to WPLN.org. Or come back in the morning.